I'm George Stevens, and I'm a person. I was held as property as a child. Even before my birth, I was called a slave in an America you wouldn't recognize. But folks like you helped me escape north to freedom. And in 1864, I joined the infantry to fight for my country. I fought so all slaves would be recognized as persons, not property. And we won. But today in Colorado, there are still people called property. Children, just like I was. And that America you thought you wouldn't recognize is all around you. And these children are being killed. This November, vote yes on Amendment 62. Amendment 62 declares unborn children persons, not property. And that's the America I fought for. So visit personhoodcolorado.com. And in November, vote yes on 62. It's the right thing to do.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Thank you to Doug McBurney, who did the show yesterday. Last minute, I had to go off on a special project, and Doug filled in and talked about Dan May's selection of a liberal Republican pro-abort for his lieutenant governor running mate, Tambor Williams. And we are going to air some of the audio that Doug aired yesterday. It was interesting. The Denver Post uploaded a story about the lieutenant governor pick. Boy, I tell you, it was quoting Doug McBurney, but without mentioning him, not lengthy quotes, but the flavor. And Doug, he's funny, he's witty, he's fun. And so his style came across even in the media reporting of this issue where Dan Mays, the Republican candidate for governor in Colorado, has said he's pro-life, but then he selects a hardcore Republican pro-choice, that means pro-abortion, running mate. And Colorado Right to Life has put out an apology, apologizing to their constituents. And I don't think I've ever seen that done in the history of my observation of political activism, where an organization, Colorado Right to Life, apologizes to our constituents. And we'll get to that. But first, let's go through this. Now, after Dan Mays won the state assembly vote, he spoke within hours to a liberal media outlet, a pro-abortion media outlet, and his comments were horrendous. They were absolutely horrendous. I'd like to quote that to you from Colorado Right to Life's apology. And then he met with them privately. There was a private meeting, and he basically apologized and said basically he took it back, it wouldn't happen again. He misspoke because he's new at all this. And then he goes and takes one of the most pro-abortion Republicans from the Colorado legislature and chooses her as a running mate and says, oh, that doesn't matter that she supports killing kids. That'll have no influence on anything, nothing at all. I mean, someone is not qualified to be a Sunday school teacher if they advocate killing children. And he wants to make her second in command, the lieutenant governor of the state. So let's hear some of this audio, and then what we'll do, we'll take very short excerpts of another local radio show to show that people are talking about this, and this is an important issue. So let's start out when Tambor Williams was asked, are you pro-choice? This is this week on Tuesday. Let's hear from her first.
Am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy to say. I will probably say that I am pro-life with the exceptions that we've all come to respect. That is the life of the mother, rape, incest. I think there are times when pro-life has to give way to the best of choices, and they're never, ever easy.
Wow. Who was that that reported that on their website? Was it Fox 31 and they got the quote wrong? And Colorado Right to Life has the quote correctly, of course. But there it is that Tamber Williams is asked, are you pro-choice? And she says, well, am I pro-choice? I wish it were that easy. Actually, Tamber, when you're talking about killing children, it is that easy. I mean, are you a racist? Are you a racist? Do you advocate killing Jews? How about owning slaves, Tamber? I mean, you wish it were that easy? Yeah, the God-given right to life of children, innocent children, is that easy, Tamber. So what's happened is Dan Mays is trying to define her as pro-life, which is a real tragedy because he's willing to undermine what it means to be pro-life in order for some political gain, and that's a great tragedy. So then Will Duffy put in a call to Dan Mays' campaign spokesman, Nate Strausch, and let's hear Will's call, and Will's just trying to get to the facts. Will is a producer here at Bob and Yurt Live.
This is Nate.
Yeah, hi, Nate. My name is Will. I just got your name and number from Lewis over at the Dan Mays campaign office.
Uh-huh.
I called him with a question, and he wanted me to call you. I'm kind of confused. I voted for Dan Mays in the primary, and then I just noticed that he chose Tamber Williams, who's pro-choice, to be his running mate.
She is not pro-choice.
Okay, because I was watching Fox 31, and she was asked if she was pro-choice, and she said, it's not really that easy. And then she said, I will probably call myself pro-life.
Well, it depends on what you consider to be pro-life. She does allow for exceptions, and most people who are pro-life also allow for exceptions. Dan himself does not. He is pro-life in every case. But she's definitely what you would call pro-life. Most people would call pro-life.
Yeah, and the only other thing that was interesting is she wasn't able to answer if she supports Dan on defunding Planned Parenthood. The Post stated in 99 she tried to fund Planned Parenthood when she was working under Bill Owens.
Yeah, that's questionable. We haven't been able to get a solid answer on that as far as the records go. But there's no question that she does support him now in his effort to defund Planned Parenthood.
Okay, and then the only other thing, obviously, me as a pro-lifer is concerned about is Amendment 62, and I was real encouraged that Dan supported that, but it appears that with her exception, she won't be.
I don't know exactly what her opinion on the issue is, but I can tell you that Dan still emphatically supports 62.
All right, well, I appreciate your time.
All right, so we have, and thank you, Will, by the way, and Will did a great job of just asking the questions, and the reality is that Tamber Williams has been a pro-choice Republican for years in the Colorado legislature. You know, I wonder if she was there. We need to check on this. About a decade ago, the Colorado Republicans, when they had the legislature, there was a Man of the Year award issued, as they do, the Man of the Year award. And I recall the one year when they selected Boulder's late-term abortionist, Warren Hearn, as the Man of the Year, and that the Republicans were fully supportive of that. My side, or people who are supposed to be on my side, stab innocent children in the back and celebrate people who kill kids. And so here Dan Mays has chosen someone, Tamber Williams, who advocates killing kids. She's a liberal Republican, and he wants to destroy what it means to be pro-life so he could score points politically for picking her. And she's a pro-abort. So we're going to listen to a couple more quotes in a moment. But first, Colorado Right to Life on their homepage, and you should see this article. It has their election night warning that they gave to pro-life candidates who won the primary. It has their apology to their constituents. And Tamber Williams' record is summarized and documented. So to start with, she opposes the Personhood Amendment 62. She refused to sign the 2010 pro-life personhood petition. She says that her exceptions are, she actually used the word respected. She has respected exceptions. So an exception is a euphemism for when you could kill a child. And God looks at the exceptions. You know, God did not look, God didn't care about all the apples that Eve did not eat. He didn't list all the women that King David did not violate. He wasn't excited about all the kids that King Herod didn't kill. God looks at the exceptions. He looks at who you do kill, not who you don't kill. What, on Judgment Day, it's going to be who you didn't kill? No, it's who you did kill, who you advocated killing. And Tamber Williams opposes the personhood amendment. And as we heard from a caller, and we identified the caller yesterday, so it would not be an anonymous accusation, but from Greeley, it was Mike Martin. And Mike Martin asked Tamber Williams recently, will you support the personhood amendment 62? And she said, that's a losing issue. The social issues are losing issues. She's like Dick Wadhams, the Colorado Republican chairman. And so she led the effort to fund abortion in Colorado when our state had voted twice to put it in our constitution to not fund abortion directly or indirectly, the constitution now says, for abortion. Yet she acts as though money is not fungible, and she urged funds, taxpayer funds, to go to Colorado's number one abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. She's still not sure if she's pro-choice. I mean, come on. Referendum C and D were basically thinly veiled tax increases, and Dan Mays is against those. And she said, well, remember when John Kerry said his infamous, I voted for it before I voted against it? Tamber Williams says, she actually said, I supported it, but I didn't vote for it, that tax increase. That reminds me of Clinton saying, I didn't inhale, and it depends on what the meaning of is. And Tamber Williams, according to the Colorado Union of Taxpayers, her rating, her annual rating, fell to as low as 33%, meaning she's a tax and spend liberal Republican. And the Wilberforce Center gave her a career 32% rating on 83 votes that she cast on budget and taxes. So how's that? And so now Dan Mays is willing to undermine what it means to be pro-life by writing about Tamber Williams. He wrote, a letter went out yesterday. He wrote, she is pro-life. She is pro-life. She is opposed to late-term abortions. So Colorado Right to Life says, well, how about Roe v. Wade itself? Roe v. Wade didn't permit third trimester abortions. What, does that mean that Roe was pro-life? Roe v. Wade is not pro-life, because it doesn't say you can have a third trimester abortion. Of course, you can for other reasons. But Roe didn't say that. But that doesn't mean Roe v. Wade is pro-life. So it's pretty frustrating. Now, I want to get to some other audio from another competing radio station, but just little clips here, just to see that other talk show hosts have picked up on this. And what we've got, what do we have? We have the conservative Republican candidate for governor selecting a liberal pro-abortion running mate. Why? Because he wants to balance the ticket? You got a pro-lifer and you want to balance it with somebody who advocates killing kids and funding Planned Parenthood. We got to balance the ticket. So what? If he was an abolitionist, he would want to get somebody who supports the slave trade to balance the ticket? I mean, is that kind of deep moral calculation we have going among our leaders? Now, let's hear this from another radio station. Let's see if we can make out the voices.
Tamber Williams, abortion, pro-life, pro-choice, all that. You know, just to see if she might be pro-abortion, because, you know, to me, the life issue is a foundational one and you know, a civil rights issue, protecting that innocent life. So anyway, I was very surprised to hear that there are some people I really respect out there saying, no, she is not pro-life.
Yeah, she's not pro-life. When you have someone leading the charge to fund Planned Parenthood when hundreds of thousands of pro-lifers across the state of Colorado twice, they had to put their foot down and say, we do not want tax dollars going to pay to kill children. Even people who call themselves pro-choice voted. They crossed party lines. They crossed ideological lines, and they voted. The numbers were so high. They voted, no, we do not want money going to abortion providers. And so Tambra Williams tries to buck all that and get a Republican supposed pro-life governor to fund Planned Parenthood. Let's take another audio clip.
Williams supported Referendum C and led the charge to ask Governor Bill Owens to restore state funding to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, so you recognize those voices, right? Those are Dan and Craig on a competing radio station. Dan Kaplis goes on to say, hey, when Tambra Williams wants to fund abortion, give money, taxpayer money, to an abortion clinic when there are millions of people in this country who believe that abortion is the killing of an innocent child, which it is, and it is such an insult to add insult to injury by saying we're going to take your money and use it to pay to kill kids. We're going to give your money to abortionists. I mean, it's such an insult. And so Dan Kaplis says, look, when you want to fund Planned Parenthood, that's not moderate. That's not centrist. That is not. So many people who say they're pro-choice are against tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood. So now let's go to track. What do we got? Track four, yeah. Where a simple question is put to the candidate, Dan Mays. She has fought for Planned Parenthood funding by tax dollars. Wasn't that diametrically opposed to you, Dan Mays? You're against that. You want to stop it. Let's hear that.
Hasn't she taken a position diametrically opposed to yours on that?
Absolutely not. And people have, I've gotten this far in this race because, you know, my yes means yes and my no means no. And I've been very clear that we are going to, one of the very first quick and easy things to do is to defund Planned Parenthood.
All right. Dan asks a direct question. And that question was put to Tambra Williams on Tuesday. And she said she could not answer the question on Tuesday because through her career, she's advocated taxpayer dollars going to Planned Parenthood. So they asked her, wow, you're running with a guy who says he wants to defund Planned Parenthood. Now, do you agree with him? Well, I can't answer that. I can't answer that. So it blows up in Dan's face because is this how he vets a lieutenant governor? Picks a pro-abort who is so extreme she wants to fund Planned Parenthood? It's just shocking. So I'd like to hear that very last part again.
Hasn't she taken a position diametrically opposed to yours on that?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. So here's what Colorado Right to Life does. They issued an election night warning. And this was their warning. It's still on their website. Warning to pro-life candidates. As America's very first Right to Life group, Colorado Right to Life has a long memory. We've seen many election cycles where Republicans campaign in the primary as conservative pro-lifers, and then they become moderates in the general election, and then they govern as liberals once in office. With these encouraging primary results, Leslie Hanks, Colorado Right to Life's sponsor of the Personhood Amendment 62, stated, unlike Jane Norton, Ken Buck says he wants to protect all unborn kids, even the child fathered by a criminal. Now, if Ken Buck stands strong, we will stand with him. And Scott McGinnis lied about not even being a member of Republicans for Choice when in reality he led them promoting abortion. In contrast, Dan Mays was first to endorse Colorado's Personhood Amendment, and we see Dan as a man who will keep his word to protect every child. So that's the hope. That's the hope, guys. We hope you'll keep your word. We hope you'll keep your word. We expect that you will. So then, that's the warning. And right below that, now, is Colorado Right to Life apologizes
to our constituents prior to selecting a pro-choice running mate, and just hours after winning at the state assembly, Dan Mays told a pro-abortion media outlet, and this quote will shock you. This quote is devastating. So what we had is Dan Mays, the most pro-life candidate in the history of the world, up to the Republican state assembly. And he won, thanks to countless hundreds of pro-lifers, if not thousands, who were pushing for him. So then he figures, all right, I won the state assembly. I'm likely going to be the Republican nominee for governor, so I can let my hair down. And now I'm getting through the primary pretty well, and I'm headed toward the general election, so I've got to become moderate. That's what he's thinking. Why? Because he watched John McCain, George W. Bush, and so on. So, and Bill Owens, and all these guys. So this is what he tells the Colorado Independent, a pro-abortion outlet. He says, people are overestimating the personhood amendment. It simply defines life as beginning at conception. That's it. Who knows what the intent of it is? Who knows? Maybe it's to lower sales tax. I mean, who knows what it, who could possibly know what the intent is? He writes, they are simply making a statement. Is that an insult to 1,300 pro-lifers who worked in the winter, freezing cold, downtown Denver, wherever there's an event, out at night, getting signatures? He says they're simply making a statement. That is all I see it as. Do they have another agenda? I don't know. Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, and people tend to forget that. I would not try to undo that, Dan Mays. I mean, that's startling. So Colorado Right to Life was ready to issue a public rebuke, and they thought, well, let's just wait for a moment and think. And so they write now, they report, in a private meeting shortly after making the above statement, Mays said that he misspoke and took it back, basically. We at Colorado Right to Life should have had more wisdom. We know that pro-life politicians typically tell us whatever they think is necessary to get our support. With Mays, we lowered our guard, hoping that a grassroots, Tea Party-endorsed, self-proclaimed, pro-personhood Republican candidate could be trusted. We see now that we were gullible. We apologize. With the fallen human nature, grassroots and Tea Party candidates learn quickly and can obviously be as deceptive to their base as any establishment politician. Dan Mays selecting a pro-choice lieutenant governor shows the apparent truth in his claim that he would not try to undo the bloodshed unleashed by Roe v. Wade. Politicians who cared more about themselves than abolishing slavery held similarly hypocritical positions. Yet Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's been on Colorado Right to Life's website. And the weirdest thing is that's what Dan Mays said to Caplis and Silverman. Did he say that? Did I hear that right? Did he say that? Did he say my yes is yes and my no is no? I think. Could you play just the end of that so I could hear it again and see if that's what he said?
You know, my yes means yes, and my no means no. My yes means no, and my no means yes. My no means yes. You know, my yes means yes, and my no means no. My yes means no, and my no means yes.
I'm confused. I don't understand what I'm being told. I just don't understand. I thought this was a grassroots Tea Party, pro-personhood, Republican candidate that we can trust. But he tells a pro-abortion media outlet, look, Roe v. Wade is the law of the land. I will not try to undo that. And then when he says, oh, I'm so sorry, I misspoke, I'm new at this, he picks a pro-abortion liberal Republican for a running mate. Then Colorado Right to Life ends this, even if Mays acknowledged the travesty of his lieutenant governor selection and dumped Williams, it is hard to see how he could be trusted. But still, for his own conscience sake, he should do the right thing. Colorado Right to Life's criticism is out today in the Colorado Statesman. And they end this, how emphatic does Colorado Right to Life have to be before our pro-life politicians get the point? The only justifiable abortion position is zero tolerance for child killing. The only justifiable abortion policy is zero tolerance for child killing. That's where we're at. Hey, there are weekly literature drops for the Amendment 62 campaign in precincts around the state. You could find out where they are at Colorado Right to Life's homepage. Just look at the weekly lit drops till the election. And notice there's one in Arvada, Colorado. And if you could come on out tomorrow morning at 7:30, I'm going to be at that one. It's at the McDonald's at Kipling and 58th. They leave at 7:30, get there 7:15. It'll be fun, so I'll see you then. God bless you.